Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Today is 9/11. It was 23 years ago today. The towers came down in New York City. Terrorist attack. There are commemoration services going on today in New York. I think the stair climb out at Red Rock starts this morning at 9 o'clock.
Eight o'clock.
Yeah, 8 o'clock? All right, well, it starts this morning. They climb the stairs, much like the firefighters had to do that particular day. 9/11. We always go back and remember where you were, because everybody knows where you were when you saw those videos of those airplanes that hit the towers.
Yeah. Yesterday was a weird day because, you know, it was the debate and all that stuff. And so there was a lot of different conspiracy things going on yesterday, yeah. Like between Kamala, like having her. And it was weird. I did kind of think her earrings were not attractive, but I thought she did a great job and she looked good. But now they're saying that those were headpieces, you know, like ear, yeah. Like whatever. Oh, like whatever you call them.
Yeah. Do they look like earpieces? I haven't noticed that.
I just thought they were weird, but I never thought about that. Yes. No, never. But here's the craziest one. Okay. I get this random text yesterday. Right. I'm not even kidding. And it says, hey, you guys, oh, my God. It's exhausting. Right now is an exhausting time, people. Just hang on, okay? Just hang on. It'll be over soon. I get a text, random text, not saying who it is. And it's like, hey, all of us need to take down our welcome mats. If you have welcome in front of your door,
I have that.
You need to take it down.
Why?
According to California, it's an invite for anybody to come and live at your house.
Welcome?
Like an open door.
No kidding?
I don't know if it's true. I didn't look it up. I was just like, oh my God, this is exhausting. So that, I did not look it up, but according to them, this person, they said, yeah, it's this new thing in California that this somebody sued and said, well, they welcomed, because they ended up squatting in the house or whatever. They said they got a sign that said welcome. Well, they were welcomed into the home.
Yeah.
Okay. Oh my God.
It's like, we are going crazy. Everybody's going nuts.
Did that actually happen?
I don't know. BJ, I didn't even look
who
it
knows,
up. Yeah,
right.
I don't know.
It is amazing, though. I mean, with conspiracy theories and the things you say, I don't know what's true. I have no clue what's true anymore. I mean, even things that look like, I'll give you an example. Police body cams, for an example. You don't even know if they're real anymore.
No, because they can AI.
They can duplicate anything, and then you don't know if the voices in the video are the actual voices.
Maybe it's
actors that are playing a role. You don't know. It's just gotten to that point, and I don't like it.
It's confusing, because you're like, wait, did Ellen DeGeneres just endorse Trump? Oh, no, that was AI. Okay, that was weird. But like yesterday, the big story, one of the big stories, was that these two girls saw a Sasquatch while they were hiking Long's Peak. Did you see that?
No.
So these two girls were hiking Long's Peak, and it made national news,
and
by the way.
And they saw a Sasquatch.
They saw a Sasquatch, a naked one.
I believe that.
And not even, it was a hairless one.
No kidding.
Yeah, hanging from a peak on Long's Peak. So my kid looks at it, and he goes, oh, my God. He goes, do you know that when you zoom in on your iPhones, iPhone has kind of some AI in it already, where iPhone will try to figure out what that image is and help it and create it more? So it wasn't Sasquatch. It was like a rock formation. But when they zoomed in, then the AI portion of an iPhone tried to make it look into a human. So that's what happened. That's what my kid thinks happened.
So it was enhancing the photo.
Right, because you zoom in and it's trying to figure out what it is. So it kind of filled out the hands and the feet. It's so crazy. There was no Sasquatch naked and had shaved.
Really?
Yeah, did you guys see it?
No, I didn't.
You haven't seen it? It went national.
Can you imagine, though? I mean, I'll take, for example, my kid, Frog, okay? He's 6 years old. Can you imagine how confused he is?
Oh, my God.
He looks through stuff. When you're 6 years old, for example, a couple of nights ago, he's asking me if megalodons are real, if they're still on the planet.
Oh.
Because he saw a video that somebody had created of a megalodon ate a boat full of people.
Oh.
It's in the video that it attacks this ferry, and it supposedly is like, within the last couple of weeks. And so he's now thinking that they're completely real. Can you imagine how confusing you're going to grow up?
Oh, my God. You won't know what's... I mean, we already are having problems. And we have adult brains, supposedly, right? And we can't figure it out.
No.
That's an undeveloped six-year-old brain. He's probably like, I don't know what the hell's really like.
Yeah. He's got me on the computer looking up megalodons. Are they real? Do they exist? I'm like, son, they don't exist. I saw the video, Dad.
They really do.
They are there.
I know. It's a lot right now. It's a lot. Did you guys see it now?
Yeah.
I found it.
Isn't that weird picture?
It is. I don't know how they say it looks like a Sasquatch, though. It's almost like an alien more to me because it's just like gray and it's
yeah,
really
maybe
tall.
They did say alien. I don't know.
No, they said Sasquatch.
It says,
they did?
They
okay.
did. I'm just saying that's what I see.
Yeah.
I've never seen a hairless one, though.
I know. They shaved.
That's wild.
They shaved. Yeah.
Yeah, got that nair.
I know. I soaked in it.
Bought some nair.
Boy, that'd take a while, wouldn't it?
Pretty crazy.
Yeah, the whole thing. I mean, it's just exhausting. All of it just, and I mean, the welcome mat, maybe you can look that up. The welcome mat thing, I was just like,
I couldn't find anything about that.
I literally, here's me. Okay, delete.
I've never heard that one.
No,
that's a new one for me.
It's new. Yeah, yeah. So don't have your welcome mats out, folks, because what you're doing is inviting like stranger dangers to come squat at your house.
No, I think the mat that we have out front of our house would keep anybody away. I think you'd rather live on the street because ours is a Mickey Mouse mat.
It is?
Yeah. Okay. So if I'm homeless and I walk up there and see that mat, I'm like, I'm not staying here.
Okay, I might have a worse one than you. Not to play topper, but when my son turned 16, I got all this stuff printed for him, you know, with his picture on it, with he and his girlfriend. Well, one of the things I got was a bath mat, and it's a picture of he and his girlfriend, and I put it at the condo we were staying at. I put it in front of the bathtub because it's funny. Well, they broke up, so I cut her out, and now in the garage, going into the garage, you just step on his eyeballs.
Oh, no. Yeah, you win. It's better than Mickey.
I'll take a picture. It's just weird.
All right, BJ Chamby Morning Show here on this. It is 9/11. Remember that. You're going to see it all over the place today on your social media accounts and everywhere, actually. I've been 23 years ago. All right, BJ and Jamie here on a Wednesday. Good morning, everybody.
It's BJ and Jamie.
Jamie, would you do me a favor?
Oh, sure I will.
As my buddy and my pal.
Yeah.
The next time the lottery's way up there, will you talk me out of buying tickets, please?
Yeah, I forgot to buy tickets.
You know, and you didn't have the anxiety that I had yesterday either.
No,
it consumed me.
It did?
$800 million, all I could think of is, what am I going to pay off first? Where am I going to, how am I going to hide this money so
you
that nobody knows?
You always do
it.
This, though.
I know.
That's a weird thing. But it might be good, because remember, Oprah said, put it out in the universe and it will happen.
I know.
So
well, I put it out
good.
There a lot.
Yeah.
Maybe that's good. I do. But it does. It consumes me. It's all I think about. And I haven't bought lottery tickets in months. It's probably been 8 months since I bought a lottery ticket. Yesterday, the first one, jackpot gets up to $800 million. I jump in with the old jackpocket. And the next thing you know, that's all I'm thinking about all day yesterday.
I only had one moment. It was like 3 o'clock, and I think a commercial came on, or I saw something on Twitter or something. And I was like, crap, I forgot to get lottery tickets. Maybe I should just run up to the store and get some. And then I was like, nah, I'm not going to do that. And then I thought, what if they win?
Yeah.
And I didn't win. Like, what if they win?
And you got that FOMO.
I know.
I didn't get any of it.
It's all I think about.
How much did you spend?
I spent $9.
$9?
Yeah.
How much did you spend, Carson?
$4.
Four? Yeah. Did you buy any Yashville? No.
No.
Okay.
I got 3 of the 6 numbers.
Oh, good.
Of the 6 numbers. I won back $40 yesterday.
Yeah.
And it's not the big hit.
I know, but I bet you got excited when the first 3 you saw them. And your eyeballs, because your eyeballs connect instantly to the ones that are on the paper, mm-hmm. you know, to the ones that were called.
Yeah.
And you're like, whoa.
Yeah, I could make up a long story this morning about how I nearly won $800 million. It was close, folks.
It was not that much.
I would think, though, $800 million.
Oh, here we go. I know. Everybody does this. I got three numbers. You would think it was more than
at least than $1 million.
Yeah, you would think.
I'll play a commercial.
Okay, fine.
But you would.
You're not alone. Everybody does
right?
this. Yeah, everybody does this.
I mean, 50%, 800 million. I should at least got 400 million.
This should just be on a recording for every human that gets three.
Big winner last night, Texas. I wonder if they'd know.
I don't know. That's crazy. What one part of Texas does it say?
Does it say Carson?
It doesn't say.
I didn't see.
It just says Texas.
Yeah. One person.
I'm trying to think.
Can you imagine not knowing this morning?
I know.
You're sitting there with a ticket. You don't even know that you're a millionaire.
Did you see that there's a $500,000 ticket that's getting ready to expire in Colorado?
Yeah, I did see that.
Yeah, there's a $500,000 ticket that's going to expire very soon in Colorado. So if you
I don't have it.
It's in Sugar Land, Texas.
Sugar Land?
Yeah, Sugar Land.
Sugar.
I wonder where that is. Oh, well, anyway.
I don't know.
It's not us.
$800 million in Texas. All right, BJ and Jamie, back after this.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ.
Kind of a jerk, actually. Oh, are we on?
Yeah, we're on. We're on. Look, I've mentioned this several times on the show. I just got a picture of the plates that my wife made yesterday at pottery class.
And they are amazing.
And they are good. They're good.
Oh my God! No, they're great. They're not just good. They're great. I mean, she can take those to that Southwestern store in Evergreen and sell them.
Okay.
For sure. But you are so not supportive of this girl who is your wife.
How am I not supportive? I'm showing you the picture. I'm bragging about it this morning.
No.
I don't know how I'm not supportive.
Okay, well, let me tell you how you're not supportive. Oh, yeah, they're so cost effective. See these four plates? $800 at least. I'm at least $800 in the hole with these four plates.
Look,
they're amazing. They look professional. It's like, I can't believe that she's only taken a few pottery classes. I mean, they look like really good.
Look, listen, you know me, I exaggerate sometimes, okay?
Uh-huh.
And I go over the top just a little bit, all right? Look, they're not $800 for four plates, okay? Maybe six, I don't know.
They're really good. I am shocked how great they look.
I want to put them on her Facebook page.
Oh, you should.
Now, I asked for her permission, but she's not giving it to me yet.
Oh, she hasn't? Well, why would she care if you put them on there?
I don't think it matters, does it?
Well, but no, I'm gonna send you the picture. If they looked hideous, that would be... I mean, but they don't look hideous. They look professional.
They
look like she actually bought them.
Yeah.
Ooh, what if she did buy them and she's just like snowing you?
Oh, who's being mean now? Huh?
That would be funny.
That would be hilarious.
Because we've all done that thing where we've gotten takeout food and then put it in a nice little, you know, pan and act like we made it ourselves.
Played it? Yeah.
Yeah.
A skillet meal. I do that all the time with skillet meals.
I don't think you could buy this.
What is that supposed to mean?
It looks very original to me. That's what I meant.
You're saying it looks amateur.
No, I'm saying it looks original.
No, you said
I don't think you buy.
I'm with you. I support Carson on how you
all right, let's do this. Spadell, I'm going to send you the picture.
Okay.
All right, and then you take it and put it on her Facebook page.
I'll get it up there.
And let's see what the feedback is, because I think they look awesome.
Look at you.
They do.
I did hear you say.
You're just trying to paint me into a corner
over here.
You're my buddy.
I did hear you say, because Carson said, well, Southwestern isn't my style. And I go, yeah, not mine either. And you go, yeah, me either.
Yeah. Well, when it comes to plates, as long as it's got a hamburger on it, I don't really care what it looks
like.
You know?
Yeah.
So I don't really, I don't know the, is it called motif?
Yeah.
I don't know that very well. You know,
right.
I'm not very cultured.
I know. you guys' home is dressed or is what is it, early depression?
Yeah. we need forks. I wonder if you could do clay forks.
I don't know.
I need a fork.
You need sporks. I just bought sporks off of Amazon.
What
sporks.
Oh
my God, they're metal and they're sporks. They're a spoon on a fork.
Yeah.
Dude. For days. These are the best things I've ever bought in my life.
Game changer, especially for a little one, because I got little Debbie a bunch of the plastic ones.
Yeah.
Because she's obsessed with spoons, but you also have to have a fork for like mac and cheese, so...
It's perfect because you fork it, right, and you eat it, and then the stuff that's left on the bottom, you spoon it.
That's right.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, look at you. Yeah, well, maybe really... we can make one of those in pottery class.
Yeah, maybe you guys can get a spork.
All right. I'll put it on our Facebook page. In fact, we'll do that right now. We'll stick it up on the Facebook page, and you be a judge, too. All right? BJ and Jay.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free health care. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the health care you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
And now, Jamie talks about everything. Fun Hollywood news and gossip.
Jamie's tabloid trash on Alice 105.9.
All right, did we get them up there?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they're up.
All right, BJ's wife, she threw some plates, and she's a pottery whiz. And they look good.
Yeah. She's going to be watching that page all day today. How when you put something up on social media.
Can you turn that down just a hint?
And you're really wanting everybody to agree with you. Or what? And look, I'm just saying that we're all that way. We all love it when somebody gives us really positive feedback.
Well, they're good. I mean, she's talented. I didn't know that she was an artist.
You know what Fidel said?
What?
When I went in and asked him, I said, hey, what do you think here, pal? And I was bragging about how good they are, you know?
Yeah.
And he said, well, they're a lot better than I thought they'd be.
I hadn't seen any of her work at all. Yeah. And then, I mean, just the way he's been complaining about it, I thought they were going to be good.
See? I've been complaining about the cost. Not about the cups, not about the plates.
Like, you were complaining about the cost and then the fact that she's going to try and sell them, right? So, like, you have to think
that... You did do that.
Yeah. Like, if they're not good, they're not going to be sellable, so then the cost...
Oh, boy. All right, let's get to some stuff here, shall we? Oh, my God. Speaking... You guys, I humiliated the hell out of my son last night. I did not mean to. So he had already gone upstairs to bed, and I was turning off all the lights and everything. And when his door is open, then that means usually he's not on the phone or anything like that. And, you know, I can just barge
right in.
But if the door is closed, I go knock, knock twice, and then I'll open up. And usually that means he's on the phone with his friends or whatever. So the door was wide open. His lights were on. And so I'm like, all right, pumpkin, mommy's going to bed. Like, I love you. What? And he could not find his mute button on his phone. Like, his phone went flying in the air. And I hear this girl's like, oh, that's so cute. And my son is like, I mean, jumping towards the floor to get his phone to put it on mute. I don't know what's going on.
Was he on FaceTime? Tell me he was on FaceTime.
He was on FaceTime.
Yes! That's awesome.
He'd probably have told her that mom had run away. Yeah. He lives alone.
He has an apartment.
All the lies came back in his face like that.
Oh my God. I thought he was going to die.
I would have loved to see those red cheeks.
Oh my God. He didn't even like yell at me. He just was like, can you go now?
You've done your damage, Mom.
Poor kid. And this is a girl that he's going to college with.
Oh, yeah. He's just lining him up.
He is kind of lining him up. My son is a whore. Oh, well. Living his best life, I guess. He did take an STD test, and that came back clear. So we're good. Yeah. Good. Yeah.
Clean bill of health going to college.
Well,
is that required for college?
They do a physical and everything, and that was one of the tests. They drew blood and everything. I was like, ooh, that was a close one. I'm kidding.
That's probably a good idea.
And he said the nurse practitioner took the stethoscope and was like going around his chest and going, don't ever not wear a condom.
College prep.
I know, right?
Yeah.
He's like, I got it. And by the way, that's always a shocking moment. I know a lot of your parents have gone through it. You know that bottom, like my son has his own bathroom, right? You open up that bottom drawer and there they are. And you're like, all right, well, that's good. At least he has them. Shuts the door. Pretends I don't see him. At least he's being responsible. But it is a lot. You're like, well, somebody told me that they found some in their kids and they threw them away. Yeah. And then they realize, like, What did I just do?
Yeah, that was a horrible idea.
Keep them
in there.
It's
not going to stop anything.
Exactly. Yeah.
No, but it's an instant reaction.
Yeah, well, I left mine in there. His in there. I'm like, I was proud of him, actually. All right, so the VMAs are tonight, and I'm very excited about this. I'm excited for Eminem to perform.
Yeah.
Is he kicking it off?
He's opening it up.
And he hasn't performed in a long time. So he's going to open up with his new song, Eminem, and that's the VMAs tonight. Now, where is this playing?
I believe it's California.
No. Is it on VH1?
Oh, it's on
MTV?
It's on MTV.
MTV, okay. Yep. All right. The only thing I watch on MTV anymore is, I'm not proud of it, but the Teen Mom shows. Sorry.
Like 16 and Pregnant and all those?
Yeah, all the Teen Moms.
Brie watches them all and she records them. She loves them.
I do too, and I don't know why, because obviously that's... I don't know why I'm involved with these whores that get knocked up so early.
Well, and then they start having more kids because they realize that
they don't want to get canceled.
Yeah.
They have to have more kids, so it's just encouraging them to have more teen pregnancies.
You got to have a plot.
Yeah, I don't know. I guess I'm kind of rooting for them to like make it in this world. That one girl, oh, she's gorgeous. She is, oh my God. She has a boyfriend. Well, they all co-parent. She has a beautiful house. I was like, damn, that show must pay well.
Oh.
And then that Amber girl is a mess. She's just a train wreck.
Yeah.
Amber, she's just a train wreck.
I've never seen it.
Well, her kid got taken away.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a train wreck.
That is a train wreck, yep. Anyway, all right, so again, the VMAs are tonight with Eminem performing and starting and kicking it off. All right, this I love. It's gone viral, so I'm going to play it for you. This is if fantasy football was on a soap opera. If they actually did a moment on a soap opera. By the way, I can't believe soap operas are still around. There's only like a couple of them left. Do you know that I was on The Bold and the Beautiful? That I was on Young and the Restless.
Oh.
And I was also on, it was like a short name. I forget what it was called. But anyway, I was on all those.
It wasn't General Hospital?
No, I wasn't on that one.
At one time, man, they were from 9 a.m. in the morning until like 4 p.m. in the afternoon. Every network.
Exactly.
Carried a soap opera. Now they're just about all gone, aren't they?
Yeah, I feel like there's only a couple still left. But anyway,
I agree.
If a soap opera did fantasy football, here is how it would sound. Number 4.
Did you get an update?
It's not good. It's not good at all. It's the worst case scenario.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do. It's a full Achilles tear. They don't even know if he's going to be ready week one next season.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
What are you going to do?
I don't know. I don't have the running back depth to overcome this. What am I gonna do? I don't know.
You can make a trade.
For what? My kicker? My roster is depleted.
What about your waiver wire?
No. It's over.
You know, they're talking about Russell Wilson.
Yeah, it seems like it, doesn't it? Yeah.
What are we gonna do?
He's not playing this weekend for the Denver Broncos. I'm trying to think if this is more of a slap in the face to the Denver to the owners, because you know we're paying him, right? And I'm wondering if they think, well, this is a draw because everybody wants to see him fail and play, right? And now he's going, no, my foot hurt. What hurts on him?
His calf.
Yeah. So my calf hurts. I'm not going to play. And we're still paying him. And we're like, we can't even get a draw.
Yeah. I think the fans here do want to see that, you know.
Yes.
That
of course. Yeah.
But it's not going to happen, it looks like.
No,
so.
They have already announced that he's out for this weekend. So anyway, he won't be playing. The other story is they're calling it karma. And that's what Taylor Swift is all about, is karma, baby. Taylor Swift fans slam Dave Grohl for cheating on his wife and having a child with another woman. You know, he first made Swifties upset in June when he threw shots at Swift, calling his London show the Error Tour. saying the performance had more than a few eras and more than a, anyway. And then he implied that they play live and Taylor doesn't. And so he went after the Swifties. The Swifties went back after him. Well, now he's announced that they cheated on his wife of 21 years and fathered another child.
I don't understand.
Let me finish this. He made the announcement that he cheated on his wife of 21 years and fathered a child outside of their marriage. Yes?
I don't understand how you don't calculate this. How you don't understand that, okay, I got this thing going on where I got this woman that's pregnant. She's about to have a baby. I'm married, and I don't need this to get out. I don't need to be saying anything about anybody right now. I don't need to be in any headline. I would think that if you have that going on in your life that nobody knows about, that you would just lay low, man.
Well, he did. We didn't know about it.
No.
But she's had the baby, and I think that she's blackmailing him and saying, hey, I'm going to go public with your child.
No, that's not what I'm saying. I'm saying I wouldn't have gone out and attacked Taylor Swift. I would have laid low.
Oh, understood.
And put my name out there as, you know, get all the Swifties pissed off at me and do all that. And then knowing that there's a chance that this secret that I have could come out.
But didn't he do it on stage or something?
He did it, yeah. He did it in the middle of a concert.
My guess is he had some cocktails and probably like, I'm an error tour.
Yeah. I'm just saying, when your closet's full of skeletons, man.
I also think he thought he could have kept this under wraps.
Well, he came out with it himself. She didn't. I mean, she didn't break the news. He did it. So that's why I feel like she did a thing where she's like, I'm going live with this baby.
I'm guessing she was like, you go public or I'll go public.
Yeah.
So, you
so it's up to you. Mm-hmm. Schmidel, will you read the announcement as Dave Grohl? Go ahead.
I've recently become the father of a new baby daughter born outside of my marriage. I plan to be a loving and supportive parent to her. I love my wife and my children, and I am doing everything I can to regain their trust and earn their forgiveness.
The trust part, that's killing me. All right, go ahead. Sorry.
We're grateful for all your consideration toward all the children involved as we move forward together, Dave.
He didn't write that.
I know. I feel like AI did.
A publicist.
AI, please write a statement about me having a child out of wedlock.
Yeah. And my wife being pissed.
Yeah, right? Oh, my God. His oldest daughter, she has deleted her Instagram account. And he has two other, I think his youngest one is like 10. So this is really going to jack them up. You know, it reminds me of the Arnold thing where we found out Arnold had a separate kid away from his other kids. No. It's like, from the maid, remember how what a hideous sea hag she was?
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
that's some desperate measures,
it's gonna
man.
It's going to be devastating.
I mean, that's telling me that Maria did not put out for a long time. If you're hooking up with that maid, or that just tells me men just don't care.
I don't think he cares. At Arnold,
just give me anything.
That is steroids will make you do some crazy stuff too. Yeah.
You think that's it?
Probably part of it.
There you are at home. She's cleaning the coffee table.
Ugh.
Oh. You know,
yeah.
Got her little apron on, and that's all she's got on. And Arnold's like, whoa, let me put this cigar down.
I don't think I'd want to see that naked. All right, anyway, let's see here. What else did I want to tell you? Oh, there was one other story. I forgot what it was. It was kind of important. I can't remember. There you go, tabloid trash.
All right, it's the BJ and Jamie Morning Show here on this Wednesday. There is about a 30% chance of rain today, so maybe we'll get some.
BJ and Jamie.
Alice 105.9, the BJ and Jamie Morning Show. Are you okay, Jamie?
Oh, I think I'm getting sick.
Oh, no. Could be the COVID.
I feel like I do have the COVID.
Yeah. Man, that thing is really spiking in a lot of areas.
The only reason why I feel like I have it a little bit is because my bones hurt.
Yeah.
Oh. Yeah. And
is that a sign?
It is, because I've had it twice, and I remember my bones feeling like
those
this.
Body aches.
Yeah. Oh, no. Yeah,
I tell you, they say the emergency rooms are full of people are getting the COVID again.
Great.
Yeah. I don't know if it's, you know, here in Colorado, but all
are
over
my
the
eyes
country.
Red? I feel like my eyeballs
no,
are red.
No.
Okay, that's good.
Big debate last night. Presidential debate. I think they had 80 million people, they're saying this morning, that tuned in. That's a lot of people, man, for something that it's easy to tune out of.
Yeah, my friend, she's
million.
Really, really mad. She lost her bingo game because she didn't have eating pets on there.
Oh.
Yeah, so that was a bummer.
There were so many people that had those bingo cards out.
I know, but they didn't have eating dogs. No eating dogs on there.
The University of Denver held a watch party, and they had the bingo cards there, too.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They were big hits.
She was a bum. She was really bummed because she thought, she was on her way to win, but then.
That's great.
Yeah.
That was going to seal it, huh?
Yeah, but
yeah,
she didn't
son of a gun. I don't have any dogs on here.
I know. Who would have thought we needed that on there?
BJ and Jamie. Weekday mornings on Alice.
Did you know that VA New England Healthcare provides the very best medical care for our nation's heroes? Did you or a loved one serve this great country? You might be eligible for free healthcare. Find out right now by calling 844-VA-CARES. That's 844-VA-CARES. Or visit the VA website at vacares.us. Look, if you or a loved one served this country, get the healthcare you earned and deserve.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com